to speak of their order. Now and then, some old veteran knocks at the studio door and proposes to sit as Ajax defying the lightning or as King Lear upon the blasted heath. One of them some time ago called upon a popular painter who, happening at that moment to require his services, engaged him and told him to begin by kneeling down in the attitude of prayer. "Shall I be biblical or Shakespearean, sir?" asked the veteran. "Well, Shakespearean," answered the artist, wondering by what subtle nuance of expression the model would convey the difference. "All right, sir," said the professor of posing, and he solemnly knelt down and began to wink with his left eye. This class, however, is dying out. As a rule, the model, nowadays, is a pretty girl, from about 12 to 25 years of age, who knows nothing of art, cares less, and is merely anxious to earn 7 or 8 shillings a day without much trouble. English models rarely look at a picture, and never venture on any aesthetic theories. In fact, they realize very completely Mr. Whistler's idea of the function of an art critic, for they possess no criticisms at all. They accept all schools of art with the grand catholicity of the auctioneer, and sit to a fantastic young impressionist as readily as to a learned and laborious academician. They are neither for the Whistlerites nor against them. The quarrel between the school of facts and the school of effects touches them not. Idealistic and naturalists are words that convey no meaning to their ears.